I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 33-year-old guy named, I'm going to call him, looks like Ariel here. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It probably is.
I usually think of women as Ariel because I think of the Little Mermaid.
It's kind of like a unisex name. A lot of Latino guys are named Ariel.
Cool. Look at that. Like, we need to have a button like Alex's Fun Facts.
I know. Why don't we have a button like that?
You are the button, Alex.
Yeah. You can just do it. You like don't even say anything. Alex's Fun Fact. Like, did you know that?
Remember the guy that abducted all those women in Cleveland? His name was Ariel.
I don't memorize. I don't memorize murderers.
Ariel Castro or whatever, or Ariel.
I've heard of Fidel Castro.
Not saying everyone named Ariel is a kidnapper or murderer.
But you kind of are.
But like that was a guy named Ariel.
Well,
so
it is. I think it's
unrelated, dude. But Ariel broke into a car in Washington early Monday morning. Someone spotted him, confronted him. I was like, dude, what the hell are you doing? So he ran away. But as all these dummies usually do, he left something behind. Apparently, he was wearing big, fake, green Incredible Hulk hands during the robbery.
Hulk! Smash!
How could he hold anything?
I don't know, but like, you know, have you ever worn those before? Like, you slide your hands in, you can usually, like, I had one where it had like a drink holder inside of it. You could put like a drink or a beer.
This is like a dad who all of a sudden wanted to go rob somebody because he was tired of sitting at home all day with the kids, and the only gloves he had to hide his fingerprints were his kids' Hulk glove things.
Hulk! Smash!
I think it's kind of genius, though, because I bet you he punched out the window with the glove. Which is smart, so you don't get like
genius.
Cut up, you know? But the funniest thing is, like, he ran away, and I'll put the photo on my blog, radio90.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show for the dummy of the day. And the guy actually had the hands, like, the gripped around the wheel. So he was going to drive off with the Hulk hands, probably to cover up, like, that he's, you know, like, his fingerprints and stuff. This guy's kind of a genius.
But those things, you, like, can't grab things with them, right?
I think
you can smash.
That's all you can do.
Smash!
These might have been different because these like looked like they were giant, but they wrapped around. They were like holding the wheel, like the Hulk lost his hands.
Yeah,
I was like, dude, that's kind of impressive yet dumb.
The Hulk scares me.
Why?
I don't know. He's
is
just
it the
scary.
Color green?
Just everything about him, his voice. I don't like it.
Scary.
Stop. Smash!
Scary.
Hulk smash that ass. Is it the color green that bothers you?
No, it's just him. He's like angry.
Well, I can see that. Like, you don't want to be around a guy that seems normal at first and just flips out and like rips his shirt. I mean,
my ex-boyfriend is like that, but.
Which one is that?
I don't remember.
Okay. The person who owned the car saw everything that happened. Like, wait a minute, those aren't my Hulk hands. He actually confirmed to the police that they were not there. So Ariel definitely left them in there. Anyways, the cops tracked him down a few blocks away. They were able to arrest him, and they charged him with vehicle prowling and possession of stolen property.
Ooh.
All right, let's move on to another one in Florida now. A guy named Christopher broke into a Target. This happened early Monday morning. When he broke in, he didn't realize that he triggered the alarm, and the cops quickly got there and found him. It's like, okay, what the heck's going on here? Now listen, good thing is he has an explanation. He explained to them that he had broken in because it was part of his ninja training. Now he didn't steal anything. And here's the funny part. The cops actually found him in the book section of Target reading a Japanese anime series about a teenage ninja.
Oh, he's just trying to focus on his calling, you know? You can't wrong him for that.
I say you let him go. Like, if he didn't steal anything, if he just was there working on his craft, you know?
Exactly. He was just trying to get educated.
Maybe a little kung fu fighting.
Everybody was kung fu
I like this guy. He's dedicated. He's got passion. That's all you can ask for.
I agree. People nowadays have no passion. This guy, he knows what he's doing. I remember like being a younger kid and like we bought like a strobe light from like a Halloween store. We used to dance to this song in like the YMCA. I don't know why, but
I feel like this song, if it came out in 2017, would be considered racist.
Which part?
Not to be a Debbie Downer.
Which
just
part?
The whole thing, I'm sure someone would say
Kung
was offensive.
Fu or the
that probably. Yeah, all of it.
Yeah, you're
thing.
Right. I think so.
Well, probably that other song too. I think I'm turning Japanese. That probably would have been it too, right? Wasn't that the name of it?
What are you talking about?
That one is
like, I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think
so. Yeah, there's turning Japanese, Mexican radio, like all those
I don't
songs.
Know that.
Those are all 80s songs.
Wait, Mexican radio?
I've never heard of those.
I'm on a Mexican, radio.
Never heard of those.
Wait, they're all racist songs.
Has anybody ever heard? It's called Mexican radio?
Yeah, somebody would tweet about it, and then they'd have to pull all these songs off the radio.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, but I actually, like, I'm interested, like, when you say that, like, I kind of want to know, like, what actually was it? Because I've never heard of that before in my life of, what did you call it?
Mexican radio.
Mexican radio. Was this a song?
Yeah, it would offend somebody. This isn't the song. This is just a mariachi band.
I find this offensive. Unless it's Cinco de Mayo, then tacos.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not offensive to anybody, right? Okay, cool. Well, you learn something new every day here. So, yeah, he was charged, by the way, guys, with first-degree burglary. So I don't know how he's going to be able to get out of that one. And your final Dummy of the Day story today, a guy was driving his Toyota Corolla. Nice, reliable vehicle. This happened in Florida. On Monday night, and he ended up at a dead-end street with about a 20-foot canal ahead of him. Well, that's not good. He could have turned around. Option one. But he said, nah, I'm not going to do that. He got out of his car, walked up to see how big the gap was, and decided, you know what? I can make it. I can get over this 20-foot canal gap.
Are you kidding me?
He got back in his Corolla, threw it into reverse to give himself some, you know, room to run up to it, and he floored it and peeled out, and he tried to jump it across the canal. Unfortunately, he didn't make it. He's okay, but his car ended up in a canal, and it's totaled. No word yet on any charges, but police think, yeah, alcohol was probably involved and played a role in this case. Oh, and by the way, there was a bridge to get to the other side of the canal a block away.
Oh, my God.
But he's like, Matt, screw it. I'm just going to do it right now.
I can't.
Cue the Dukes of Hazzard right there. Those right there are your Dummies of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show. You can go check them out, radionowindy.com. Just go click on the Joe and Alex Show.